It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
As the scream faded and the stench of barbecue wench drifted under the door, Mark trembled inside. He knew he was next on the menu. All he had to defend himself was his auto harp. So many things could go wrong. He could forget the words. Another string would break. His voice would crack from fear. As the jailer unshackled him, he turned to the rest of the crew and nodded, as if to say, "I've got this." Will he be able to serenade the beast? To find out, go to Kickstarter.com and search for Dragons vs. Pirates.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 269, our spooky Halloween scary show special.
Someone's daughter once, and so a beautiful thing. Her crooked nose and greenish skin, they don't bother me. If she stopped trying to kill me, I wouldn't care one bit. That she was a witch, a tiny hitch, which was spell-casting itch. Now I'm running through the halls, and I'm running through the rooms. I run into a closet and I climb up on a broom. I fly up in the sky across the yellow moon. But the witch's eye with a lustful gleam wants a rabbit for Halloween. She opened up her door and saw I was one ugly witch. But it's Halloween and I trick-or-treat and my witch mask is rich. But a magic mirror on the wall said she's uglier than thou. And now I find sweat on my brow from her spell-casting dow. Now I'm running through the halls and I'm running through the rooms. I run into a closet and I climb upon a broom. I fly up in the sky across the yellow moon. But the witch's eye with a lustful gleam wants a rabbit for Halloween. You should know that I'm a rabbit and you are just a witch. I know your mama loved you once, so I accept the glitch. But once you drink that potion, you're genie on the wall. Enthralled with whistle, his cat call, and chase you down the hall. Then you're running through the halls, and you're running through the rooms. You run into a closet, and you climb up on your broom. You fly up in the sky across the yellow moon. But the genie's eye with a lustful gleam wants you for Halloween. Then you're running through the halls and you're running through the rooms. You run into a closet and you climb up on your broom. You fly up in the sky across the yellow moon. But the genie's eye with a lustful gleam wants you for Halloween.
My name is Matt Letter.
Hi, and I'm Tom Molitor.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Matt.
Welcome to hosting the show.
Yes, I've been working on the show for a little while now, and I got a chance to come out from the other side of the microphone, so I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. We're looking forward to talking with you. And before we get too much into what we have in store for you this show, the song that you just heard was A Rabbit for Halloween by Mark Gunn. You can find more about him at markgunn.com.
Very good. And as you mentioned, Matt, this is our spooky show. So we have all our music kind of dedicated to the mysterious and the ghostly and all the other things Halloween-y.
Yes, lots of very fun stuff. And we also have some very special interviews coming up, too. We talked with a few people out of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, like the Aylin Whalers.
And we also talked to Jim Cunningham, who hosts the Phantoms Feast, also the Feast of Fantasy during the Renaissance Festival, but Phantoms Feast this time of year. And he tells us about some real ghosts out at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
So, yeah, I can't wait to hear all those stories. And I can't wait to share all those stories with you out there, because they are pretty cool. So let's kick it off. What do we have?
So first up, we have Bardmageddon. They're a Minnesota Renaissance Festival band. They're going to be playing Grimm, King of Ghosts, the Aaron Boat song from their album Crows and Kings.
The ghosts, make haste and bring hither all your train. See how the pale moon doth waste, and just now is in the wane. Come, unite hags with all your charms, and reveling witches away. And hug me close in your arms, to you my respect I'll pay. I'll court you and think you fair, since love does distract my brain. I'll go and I'll wed the nightmare, and kiss her again. But if she prove peevish and proud, then a peace on her love let her go. I'll find me a winding shroud, and down to the shades below. A lunacy sad I endure, since reason departs away. I call to those hags for a cure, as knowing not what I say. The beauty whom I do adore now slights me with scorn and disdain. I never shall see her more. How shall I bear my pain? Fancies do fill my head, while wandering in despair. I am to the deserts led, expecting to find her there. Methinks in a spangled cloud, I see her enthroned on high. Then to her I cried aloud, and labor to reach the sky. When thus I have raved for a while, and wearied myself in vain, I lie on the barren soil, and bitterly do complain, till slumber hath quieted me. In sorrow I sigh and clouds are my canopy, to cover me while I sleep. Grim King of the Ghosts, be true, and hurry me hence away. My languishing life to you, a tribute I freely pay to Elysian shades I post in the hopes to be freed from care, where many a bleeding ghost is hovering in the air.
The deep, the ship she does sail to a port far o'er the ocean, on the transom down by the rail I heave a sigh for my home.
Heave your home and away we'll go. Heave your home and away.
That was Heave Ya Ho by the Pirates Royale from their album Tales of the Brigantine. This be Jack Gonzo, Captain of Scoundrels Inn, presented to ye searching for a port, coming to you from the moat of the castle. Please excuse the sniffles. The local bee feeders be cutting grass this day. Our scuttlebutt is the official 2016 St. Augustine Pirate Gathering, affectionately dubbed Blackbeard's Refuge, takes place November 3rd to the 6th in St. Augustine, Florida. The International Pirate Awards will be hosting a pirate concert Saturday, November 12th at 6:30 p.m. at the Paradox Pub at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. to raise some booty for the Renaissance Living History Center as they recover from their recent flood damage. Remember, you can always listen to the finest pirate music anytime at scoundrelsin.com, as well as tune in live Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Central. Now, from their thunderous album, Rocktopus, here are the Dread Crew of Oddwood with Walk the Plank.
Of seawolves dying.
Our sails were heading north,
their blades and bullets flying.
Upon the main deck stood
these bastard pirate fools,
who held us by our throats
and robbed us of our jewels. If only they knew we were the Dread Crew. We looked to the sky,
we looked to the sky.
Sailors laughing.
Their legion had been killed,
but the battle was not won.
With swords at hand and pistols filled, the bloodbath had begun. We jumped and swung from ropes that hung from aloft. We came aboard. Our weapons gleamed as our regime took on their scurvy horn. Limbs were thrown.
Fugly here. While I do like a good chuckle, let me set the kidding aside for a moment. I've been asked to tell you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a sponsor of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. More to the point, what does that really mean? For true sponsorship, there must be a commonality of interests and goals. Although it is paradoxically pieced together from recordings, the ultimate aim of this podcast is to support live, fair entertainment through the appreciation of the music and the performing artists of Renaissance festivals. Like many Renaissance fairs, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival not only brings these ideals to life, it brings them to you, their patrons. It's a living, interactive theater that encourages you to play along by simultaneously being a classroom and an entertainment medium. These are the very goals on which the status of sponsor rests. Plus, as an added bonus, they offer all sorts of unique shopping opportunities right before the Yuletide holidays. You can show your support in many ways. One, of course, is to visit the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. If you live far away, make a pilgrimage. If you're local, even better. If you like the music and the goals I have described here, you will be amazed. It's an incredible experience. The arts of the past and present will only survive into the future if we actively carry them there by supporting them in the here and now. So from those of us out here in the lanes, thank you for your continued patronage and support.
And the song that you just heard was Ghost Hunt TNT by Tartanic from their album Universal. And we'd like to take this time to say a very special thank you to our newest patron, Brad Boucher. Thank you so much, Brad, and to all the patrons that make this podcast happen. Without you, it would not be in existence anymore. Your support is so appreciated and critical to keeping the show running. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Matt. And I just want to mention that I was able to meet you actually out at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival this year.
Yes.
And yeah, that was nice to meet somebody in person from the show.
In the flesh.
And of course, you know everybody out there. You've been there for many years. You actually are part of the cast of the Renaissance Festival in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm actually on the court. This is my 10th year, and I started out as a peasant and had so much fun, and I've been doing various roles like the Commedia troupe and all over the place. So, so many cool people out there.
And now you are Prince Edward?
Yeah, the character I play right now is Prince Edward. The he's kind of an idiot. He's a clown pretending to be competent, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, it's nice to know that somebody can graduate from peasant to royalty.
I've fallen. I wouldn't call it graduating. It's just a different sort of thing. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. We're all just idiots in costumes.
Well, I did get a chance to meet you out there. Everybody is so friendly. It's a fun fair to be involved with. I'm just a fan. But I've been going there for several years. And it was nice meeting you out there.
And it was wonderful to meet you, too. I'm glad you had a good time out there.
And now I think we actually talked to a couple of folks, so why don't you introduce them?
We did. This is our interview with the Aelin Wailers, and they're going to talk to you about who they are and play a song for you called The Dark Lady.
Hello, this is Matt Letter.
And I'm Tom Oliter.
And we are here at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival having a lovely day.
It's gorgeous.
And right now we are joined with...
The Aelin Wailers. Or two-thirds of us, anyway.
So we've got Lizzie and Ursula.
Excellent. And how long have you been a group as the Aelin Wailers?
3 years.
3 years. And how did you form? Tell us your origin.
Well, our creative leader, a man named Marcus Coker, also known as Sharky, was out here with one of the choral groups and decided to break off and do his own smaller group, mostly doing sea shanties and the like, because there was a lack of that kind of music out here. So he found Ursula, who plays the fiddle, and then they needed one more person to balance out the sound, a guitar maybe, a girl who could sing and play guitar. And she says, I know a girl who can sing and play guitar.
So then Marcus says, oh, we'll have to audition her. And I said, pish posh audition. You're going to love her upon meeting her, I guarantee it. And I was right.
She was right.
Well, how would you describe your musical style?
Thin folk fusion? Is that what we call it?
I have no idea.
We're a little bit folk, kind of rockish sometimes. Some people say we sometimes sound like country, especially because of the fiddle.
Yeah.
And we... are sea shanty based, but we don't only do that.
We like to play with the songs that we do, the sea shanties being done a great deal for hundreds of years. So we like to give them sometimes a little bit of a country swing, sometimes a bit of a reggae swing, sometimes both simultaneous, as awkward as that sounds. But it seems to work pretty good, mostly.
How did you both get into Renaissance festivals in the first place?
My friend Deborah from high school was out here selling crowns, and she needed somebody to work for her. So I started selling crowns, and the same day I came upon Terpsichore and started playing violin for them.
I first started coming out here to see my friends who did a variety of things, a lot of dancers, a lot of musicians. And I was attempted to be recruited into Terpsichore, and I resisted because I didn't want to be a lady. Ladies don't have as much fun as they could. And I waited and I held out and I let the Norris dancers get me in for free for a really long time. And then she asked me to be in this band. And I thought that would be the gateway drug that I chose.
I finally asked the right question.
Tell us about an experience, a memorable experience as performers.
One show at Max Pub last year, little girl in a yellow sundress. She was dancing like crazy, I think to the song that we're about to play for you. and having the best time ever.
It's fun to watch the kids get into the music, isn't it? Yes, absolutely. I noticed that out there at the fair today, too. Mm-hmm. So, two-thirds of the Alien Whalers, and what song was that? And is that the one you're going to perform?
Yeah, you had requested a ghost story.
Yeah, this is a spooky show.
It is our spooky show, yes.
Excellent, yes. We have a ghost story. A song about a ship called the Dark Lady.
All right, let's hear it. Thanks, ladies.
Dark lady.
that was wonderful. Okay, Ale and Whalers it is. Facebook page, check them out. Mm-hmm. Thanks again for your live performance today.
You're very
welcome.
Enjoy
the rest of your day here at the fair. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Do you know what a woad is?
No, I don't.
Well, it's a plant, and it's used to make blue dye. I did not know that before. I just looked it up. That's pretty cool. Well, this is Danny, the podcast lookout.
And I'm Gretchen, and I chose The Happy Farmer because it is one of my violin pieces, though playing it on the violin has a lot more complicated bow directions.
Well, I don't think he was using a bow, but I think he did a pretty good job there. Of course, this is the same Fugly from A Minute with Fugly that you've heard in the podcast before. He was first played in the podcast in 2005 when Gretchen was still in utero. We have a special treat now, an interview that I did with Fugly when I bumped into him at the Texarkana Renaissance Fair back in 2015. We had lost it amidst the clutter. Gretchen, if you would just clean up your room more often, we wouldn't have this problem.
Sheesh, your stuff.
Alas, it has been found, and here it is.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing just famously. It's been quite a day.
So, Fugly, that's an interesting name. Can you tell me where that comes from?
It comes from several sources. But I finally decided on Norse. When I found out the name Fugly actually is the diminutive of bird, being birdie, I decided to take the name since nobody else seemed to want it at the time.
So tell me about the music.
I'm kind of all over the place. Some call me a filker, some say that I'm very traditional. I try to bring a smile to people's faces in different ways.
So if somebody calls you a filker, do you venture outside of Renaissance festivals?
Well, it's a loaded term and it has so many definitions that I reject it. I am a broadside balladeer. My broadside ballads, as it were, will often appropriate more modern tunes or very old tunes. I publish them in a little booklet that I sell at the fair called Broadsides of a Village Idiot Savant. I also sell some CDs of some things that are a little bit more mainstream fare.
So what brought you to music?
What brought me to music was mostly my family. I grew up in a music store. My grandparents owned one, and I spent all of my summers as a child there. So I had it all surrounding me. My grandfather was a musician, my mother's a musician, my aunt is a musician.
What kind of instruments do you add to the music? I see an interesting one that you have
here. I usually play strings and frets. This is actually tuned like a 12-string guitar. I found it on Amazon under the title Kobza, and it just has an interesting shape to it. And I have several different instruments with varying numbers of strings that I use.
So if you had to pick one of your many tracks to hear in the Renaissance Festival podcast, which one would it be?
Well, I would go more to the fantasy genre. Last year, I wrote a song to go with Ursula K. Le Guin's Wizard of Earthsea called The Deed of Sparrowhawk.
Well, Fugly, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with the listeners of the Renaissance Festival podcast today. I wish you luck for the rest of the fair.
Thank you for being out here today.
Fugly is Jeremy Fowler Lindemolder.
That's easy for you to say. If you haven't figured out the connection between his name and Fugly, listen to the unabridged version of the interview. It's a lot longer. It's linked from renaissancefestivalmusic.com on the entertainer listing.
To learn more about Fugly and browse his CDs and Broadside book, go to povera.com, povera.com, and now, as he requests, Deed of Sparrowhawk from Myth Takes.
Fate seemed cast in bronze, a hawk among the sparrows of the
bonds. He learned from a witch how to gather the mists and carg out soldiers into the sea. When he left behind 10 elders, he faced the mystery between the earth and sea. All apprenticed to silent Ogeon, impatiently he hungered for more. So he sailed on the shadow from Andrehes to be schooled on a distant shore. On the Isle of Roke a dark shadow awoke from a rift between enemies, and left behind a scar to mar the face of mystery between the earth and sea. Silence, hear the word. In darkness, see the light. And only in the dying can there be new life. High above the hawk may fly freely on the open breeze. Only then by keeping still do we chase the mystery. Of the archipelago on Pandora's distant shore, there a clutch of dragons called before Evo to pledge his word. Yet onward still, beyond his will, shadow of his destiny was ever creeping closer as he raced the mystery. Silence, hear the word. In darkness, see the light. And only in the dying can there be new life. High above the hawk may fly freely on the open breeze. And so too each one of us must embrace our mystery. Earth.
Hey everybody, this is Tony coming to you live from the cellar of the castle, right next to the dungeon, where we keep all of the beer and wine and any other alcohol the minions deserve. So, happy harvest, everyone. I just wanted to say happy Halloween and happy Saints Day and Guy Fawkes Day and whatever else you guys celebrate at this time of the year. So, with the harvest here, I thought I would take upon a reflective mood and left the dungeon of the castle, much to the surprise of a lot of the minions, and I went down to the local cemetery here in the village. Of course, upon my arrival, it was quite the grave sight, filled with lots of plot holes and resting in peace all over the place. The night crew was just getting done, and I saw one of the gravediggers in tears as he passed me and thought to myself, wow, it must really suck to lose your job from the cemetery. Must have been a grave mistake on his part. Guess he could work in the crematorium instead, where he would really earn his paycheck. It's really not a good way to make a living, since it's a pretty dying business. So my attention turned to a sign that was posted by the cemetery. New Big Box Cemetery, it's your one-stop coffin. After thinking about this sign for a while, I took my time walking among the headstone, stopping to read, like, dear old Fred, a great big rock fell on his head, and dearly departed brother Dave, he chased the bear into a cave. And my thoughts turned to the stonemason the locals had just recently told me about the one who misspelled a gravestone. You want to talk about a grave mistake. But I've also heard the rumors that people have been stealing flowers from the local cemetery, and the groundskeeper told me that they have a new rule. Now, so listen up, all you people. You are prohibited from picking flowers from any grave but your own. On my way back out the cemetery, of course, I had to pass by two coffins and overheard one coffin say to another, "What you coffin for?" The owner showed me around the cemetery, and he took a liking to me. He said he had a waiting list of 50 people just dying to get in. But he liked me, so he thought he'd shove me straight ahead of all of them and get me into a standing position. If he could arrange it, it would be horizontal. Well, since my reflections here at the cemetery have gone up in ashes, I'll just say that skeletons will be dining with us tonight here at the castle with the minions, since that would be just for the bon appetit. Oh, wait a minute. We can't do skeleton jokes on this show. That's not very humorous. Well, I'll just sit here eating my pumpkin pie and drinking my Harvest Pet Shanty, and hoping that everyone has a good harvest. And I will do it from the dungeon, or better yet, here in the cellar, and now back to somewhere else in the castle.
On the 20th.
compass where her fate will live. She was tossed upon the reef, and the crew cried out in grief. His death took them from the realm of living men. But the sea lay at night, when the wind is blowing right, and the full moon is shining over the sea. Well, you can see her sails shining ghostly and pale as she turns from the weather to the lee. And the crew made their graves far beneath the ocean waves. And the captain vowed he wasn't through. Well, he swore with his last breath to say the justice at death. The tempest and the skeleton crew. The sail holds our full moon, with riches beyond imagination. Though the deck's stained in red with the blood of the dead, each man still ready at station. And the sail laid at night, when the wind is blowing right, and the full moon shining over the sea. Well, you can see her sails shining ghostly and pale as she turns from the weather to me. And the crew made their graves far beneath the ocean waves. And the captain bowed, he wasn't through. Well, he swore with his last breath to say the justice at death. The tempest and the skeleton. And her skeleton crew.
I said the little leather wing bat, tell you all the reason that I fly at night, because I've lost my heart's delight, and how Howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, lee 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 lee. I said the woodpecker sitting on a bench, once I courted a handsome wench, she got scared and from me fled, ever since then my head's been red. And howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, hey lee 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 lo. I said the raven sitting in a chair, once I courted lady fair, she proved fickle and turned her back, ever since then I've dressed in black. And howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day. I said the robin as he flew, if I was a young man I'd have two, one didn't love me the other one would, don't you think my notion's good. And howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, hey lee 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 li lee lo. Said the jaybird sitting in a tree, when I was a young man I had three, two got saucy and turned to fight, the one that's left don't treat me right. And howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, hey lee 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 li lee lo. I said the owl with head so white, a lonesome day and a lonesome night, I thought I heard a pretty girl say, court all night, sleep all day. And howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, hey lee 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 li lee lo. No, says the turtle dove, I'll tell you how to win her love, court her night and court her day, never give a time to say your nay. And howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, hey lee 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 li lee lo. And howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, howdy dowdy diddle um day, hey lee 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 li lee.
And that was Leatherwing Bat by the Cross Rogues from their album titled, the obligatory self-titled debut album.
And before that, Skeleton Crew by Captain Black's Sea Dogs from Tales of the Black Dog.
We have yet another interview coming up from the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. We're going to be talking about some real ghosts, some sightings. And since you've been out there these past 10 years, Matt, have you come across anything odd at Minnesota?
Oh, there's plenty of things that are odd at Minnesota, but as far as ghosts are concerned, I haven't seen them personally, but the festival grounds itself definitely has its own energy, and there are all sorts of aspects to that, but it definitely has something there.
So we're here at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, and we have with us today Jim, one of the Feastmasters at Bad Manor here at the festival, and he has some interesting stories to tell us, maybe some ghost stories.
Mm-hmm.
What have you heard here at the fair?
The things I can sort of verify, or at least hint that are absolute, the Dakota County Paranormal Investigation Society came to the Phantom's Feast, I think 3 years ago now, and did a complete sweep of Bad Manor. I mean, using the kind of stuff that you see in the sort of ghost hunter shows on the television. Infrared cameras and special sound equipment, and then we did just sort of about an hour's walk through the building, and between what they captured on those infrared cameras and what their sort of psychic was able to ascertain,
they believe there are three separate spirits that sort of haunt Bad Manor. The ghost of what they feel is a settler who died on this land. The ghost of a little girl they feel is the oldest ghost on the festival grounds and predating any kind of white settlers here in Minnesota, so probably the ghost of a Native American child. Apparently, according to the medium, she certainly enjoys the festival, and that's why she stayed. And then the third spirit is up in the upstairs dressing room at Bad Manor, and that's the spirit that the medium said we simply want nothing to do with, that it had an angry and almost malevolent feel to it. She asked us to go right back downstairs, and of course we did. They feel now that there's a real kind of triangle between these three ghosts, that the little girl is very terrified of the ghost that's upstairs, and that the male ghost of this settler sort of protects her or watches out for her in any case.
And have you witnessed anything during either your show or working there at Bad Manor?
During a show, we actually, there were some of those kind of brass plates, if you can picture, like your grandmother probably had on her wall, that we used to use as decoration in Bad Manor. We, all of us, watched one of those start to roll very slowly. It rolled along the ledge and then tipped off. And just as it tipped off, a woman turned back to look, because we all heard it and we're watching, and she tipped back to look, and it clocked her right on the bridge of her nose and kind of cut it open. And so we stopped the show at that point. We were doing a seance.
Wow.
We stopped the seance at that point and said, that's enough.
Yeah, so, that would do it.
Yeah. So, and you know, I'm collecting stories all the time from people now, because I'm doing Phantom's Feast again this year. And I heard some really interesting things that I had not heard, even after all these years, that people have given me, that I'll kind of weave into the stories that I use this year. So.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, great. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
Jim Cunningham, he'll be here for the Phantom's Feast this fall at Bad Manor.
Yeah.
So check that out. Hear more ghost stories. And
yeah. You can find it on the Facebook, I think, if you type in Phantom's Feast. Or.
Thank you, Jim, for your time today.
My pleasure.
Happy hauntings.
Happy Halloween.
If you are interested in checking out the Phantom's Feast, you can go to phantomsfeastmn.com and you can maybe take part in a seance or hear all the stories in more detail about the ghosts at the Renaissance Festival.
Up next is The Ghost of Edward Teach by Off Keel from Running at a Slant.
From Carolina's coast out to the sea. Late in the evening, the moon on the rise, full moon it would be. We sailed on a Friday from the Cape. 'Twas November 20. While yet in the harbor we felt a chill breeze, watched the setting sun. The captain of our gallant ship, well known through the town, his surname it was Maynard, a name of great renown, a descendant of he who fought with Teach, a grand victory won. Sails from the harbor along with me, watch the set.
setting sun. The sun has set, we exit the bay out to the sea. The bell strikes midnight, the night is clear. We are running free. When aft of our ship a light is now seen, when none a ship approaches us with speed. We hear the cannons roar. The night was dark as we sailed before the mast. The ship approached a ghostly white, no shadow did it cast. On the ship we saw a man jump into the sea. Seven times round our ship swam Edward Teach. His hands, he rose up from the sea. He called up to Maine, tonight I will be free. He drew his sword, yelled aloud, and then swung it round. Maine, now headless, fell to the ground.
So, how would you like to get more music, no ads, and special gifts from the Renaissance Festival podcast? It's easy. Just become a podcast patron. What is a podcast patron? Patrons are folks just like you who financially support the podcast. The people producing the show are volunteers, but there are still costs involved in producing two shows a month. There's website hosting, file storage, bandwidth, and other services that also have to get paid for. You can help by contributing as little as a dollar for each show. How do you become a patron? Simple. You can go to our website at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and click on the link that says contribute, or you can go directly to patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That's Patreon spelled patreon.com, and once there you can select the level of support that is right for you. The benefits include receiving the podcast 5 days earlier than our general audience, with 4 extra songs and no ads, free CDs from the Renaissance Festival Music Library, and even a chance to take part in producing the podcast. All this plus the knowledge that you are helping to bring the music that you enjoy to many listeners. So go on, take a look, and join the folks who help this podcast continue into its 12th year. And thanks for listening.
So now we are at the end of another wonderful Renaissance Festival podcast. I hope you all enjoyed our spooky show, and I hope you are all having a lot of fun getting ready for Halloween coming up.
And what are your plans for Halloween, Matt?
Oh, I'm actually going to go to see as many haunted attractions as I possibly can. I love the atmosphere and the ambiance and all the wonderful energy that everybody puts into it.
Yeah, it is a fun time of the year. I just love this, the weather that we're having this time of year, the fall colors take place, and then to get out and get a little spooky adventure in is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Do you have any plans?
Well, that's probably, last couple years we've hosted a party here at the house, but that isn't going to work this year, so we are going to try to get out and enjoy one of those haunted hay rides or do something like that this year.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Looking forward to that, and once again, I had a pleasure working with you here today on the podcast, and hope to do it sometime soon again.
You too, Tom. That was a blast. So we are going to close out tonight with Hunting Vampires Down at the Graveyard by Boogie Nights from Oh the Horror. Take care, everybody. Have a safe and fun Halloween, Samhain, All Hallows Eve. What else?
All Saints Day, I suppose, if you want to go that way. Yes.
Yeah.
So happy Halloween, everyone.
Take care. Bye.
Well, the father and I, we looked at the sky and we saw the sun was setting. Though our fate was near, we didn't show our fear, though inside we both were fretting. It was a foolish job. It was a foolish job. We should have brought a mob. It was a foolish job. Did not hesitate as we entered the gates of the local cemetery. And as we looked around, the sun went down. It was really rather scary. Well, I got my steak, a couple cloves of garlic, a sharpened steak, ready to stab anything that moves in the name of all that's holy. We'll be hunting vampires down at the graveyard. We'll be hunting vampires down at the graveyard. Whoa, by the light of the moon, discovered the tomb, though the evening mists were swirling. As the crypt we scoped, we sincerely hoped that they hadn't risen early. Well, I got my steak, a vial of holy water. I've got my faith. Hope it's enough with a cross to bear for the sake of friends and families. We'll be hunting vampires down at the graveyard. We'll be hunting vampires down at the graveyard. Thank you.
called as we opened the vault and our panic soon was founded. Though our cause was just to make them turn to dust, we were suddenly surrounded. Now I got my cape, and I'm afraid of crosses. I sleep all day, staying out of the sun to avoid the burn, just to feed upon the living. We'll be hunting humans outside the graveyard. We'll be hunting humans outside the graveyard. We'll be hunting humans outside the graveyard.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.